In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today, Americans are observing Mother's Day, as we have done since 1914, when President Woodrow Wilson declared the second Sunday of May as Mother's Day. So, let me begin this homily by wishing all mothers here this morning a happy Mother's Day. God bless you. Many of you sons and daughters here this morning probably will take mom out to dinner or give her roses and special gifts to say thanks, mom, for your love and devotion. Some of us will remember our mothers who have been called to be with the Lord. Whether they are still alive or with the Lord, our mothers are among women who have been great inspiration to us, as are many women in Scripture. One of those women in Scripture is Tabitha, also known by her Greek name, Dorcas. Who was she, and why is she such a good example for women? The Bible does not tell us whether she was single, married or widowed, rich or poor, or whether she had children. But in our first lesson from Acts, Tabitha is described as a disciple who was devoted to good works and acts of charity to help the poor. And she was full of compassion and tender mercy. Tabitha was well known by the widows in Joppa, a town near what is now Tel Aviv, Israel. These women were poor and considered underprivileged. Tabitha cared for them and willingly gave of her time and effort to help the widows for whom she sold tunics and garments. In those days, buying fabric, cutting the materials, and sewing garments by hand, mind you, were very tedious and laborious jobs. But that's what Tabitha did for the widows of Joppa, day in and day out. But then Tabitha became ill and died. Distraught, the widows who Tabitha helped sent for the apostle Peter, who was nearby in Lydda. The Bible tells us when Peter got to the home in Joppa, the widows were weeping, and then they showed him the tunics and the clothing that Tabitha had made for them by hand. Then Peter put all of them outside, knelt, and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Tabitha opened her eyes, saw Peter. Probably she recognized him and sat up. God had performed another miracle. Tabitha was alive. And then Peter presented her to the saints and widows. So, what can we Christians learn from Tabitha and her example? Tabitha may not have been a mother, but she definitely demonstrated the attributes of a good and God-fearing mother. Her example is an inspiration to all of us as we endeavor to serve others by whatever talents God has blessed us with. You see, Tabitha was blessed, and she used her gifts to help others to the glory of God. She loved the Lord, and she loved her neighbors. And out of that love, Tabitha labored tirelessly to serve the poor and the needy, as Jesus commands us in Matthew chapter 25. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me. I don't know about you, my friends, but the love of God compels me not only to love God, but to share God's love with others. And as deacon, I'm called to a special ministry of servanthood. I'm an ordination, a promise in the name of Christ to serve all people, particularly the poor, the weak, the sick, and the lonely, with God's help. I'm sure all of you here today have a desire to be a blessing to others. You see, God has placed in your hearts a desire to do something meaningful with your lives. And you affirm that at your baptism when you promise to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbors as yourselves. Yes, God expects you and me to love and serve our neighbors. So let me ask you, what good thing have you done lately in the name of Christ Jesus? Some of us were here in the parish hall yesterday and all day from Friday helping Kitchen of Hope with its monthly food giveaway. We had a lot of food, you see, from the South Joseph Food Bank in Pensauken, and bread and cakes from ShopRite of Monica Hill. I thank God for all of you who support this outreach ministry at St. Thomas. Thanks be to God. This ministry is expanding. Last week, we began serving 20 more students at Bullock School here on New Street. Free meals for them to have food on the weekend when they are not in school, but they receive free meals. The teachers at Bullock School told Vivian about 67 students who received free breakfast and lunch at that school may be added to the rest. They need food, my friends. The cost of feeding all those children might be prohibitive for Kitchen of Hope. But I know one thing for sure. When there is a need somewhere, our God always provides. And I know He will send faithful people to help take care of this need at Bullock School. God placed Tabitha, the disciple, in the right place at the right time to minister to the needs of the widows at Joppa. My brothers and sisters, you too have been placed right here in South Jersey and at this time to share the good news of the gospel, if not by words, but certainly by your good works. So, as we celebrate Mother's Day, let us ask the Holy Spirit to help us emulate Tabitha and all the faithful disciples of Christ, dedicating ourselves to loving God and serving others in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.